Well, let's go to God in a word of prayer. Oh, Jesus, thank you that we can praise you all the day long. Lord, help us to keep our minds on you throughout every single day. God, that we can grow closer to you and be the people that you created us to be. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Wednesday is Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. We are still in the season of Rosh Hashanah, or the trumpets. And during this season was a time to repent. This is when the Jews in the Bible, they repented. And the best kind of repentance that they did, well, was toward God. And the second was toward one another. This is the time, this is the season that we get things right with people in our lives, and that we become more aware of gossip, because gossip is probably one of the worst things that makes division among people. To become aware of that and not to do it, to ask God to help us not to do it. Because on Yom Kippur, Wednesday, this was the day of judgment. And so the prayers that people made, the relationships that they attended to make right with both God and people, was on Yom Kippur that the books were sealed in Judaism. And in Christianity, we hear about the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, this is the book they were talking about. But we know that when we believe in Jesus, our names are written in the Book of Life. But it was on Yom Kippur, and we read about this in the Old Testament today. Paul read it to us. On Yom Kippur, the high priest would take two goats. They had to be similar. They had to look alike, or be as close to looking alike as could be. Same size, same shape, same color. And he would reach into a jar and pull out a little square. And on one, there were two squares in there. On one it said, to God, and on another one, to Azazel, to the desert. And he reached in, take out one square and place it on one goat, take the other square and place it on the other goat. And the square that said, to God, that goat was sacrificed for the sins of the people. The goat made atonement for their sins. And the other goat that said Azazel, the priest would lay his hands on its head, confess the sins of all the people, and then the goat was taken out and let go in the desert. Now, these are all pictures of Jesus, because we know that when Jesus stood before Pilate, Pilate said, who should I release to you? Jesus, who is called the Christ or the Messiah, or Barabbas? Here were two people, two men, standing there. One was going to be sacrificed for the sins of the world, and one was going to be released. Jesus, as you know, was sacrificed for our sins, and Barabbas, who was a terrible criminal, he was let go. He was released, carrying his sins with him. Now, Jesus and Barabbas had to have some similarity. We don't know how they looked or how they were built, but we do know this. Barabbas, in Hebrew, bar means son, and Abbas, in Hebrew, was actually Abba, which means father. So Barabbas was the son of the Father. That was his name. Jesus was also the son of the Father. But what the Bible doesn't tell us, and yet first century writings, Hebrew writings tell us, can you guess what Barabbas' first name was? Anybody want to take a guess? Jesus. Jesus Barabbas, Jesus, Son of the Father, or Jesus, the Son of the Heavenly Father. There was the similarity right there to Yom Kippur. But there was also some other things going on that day. In the Bible, in Isaiah, Paul read, where Isaiah wrote, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And what the head chief priest would do on Yom Kippur, he would tie a red cord, a scarlet cord, on the door of the temple. And when they released that goat into the desert, after the one was killed for the sins of the people and the other released, that cord would turn white. Now you say, how does that happen? Well, many of you out there have had experiences that you can't explain where God has done something physical with your life. God was showing the people that their sins were forgiven. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now, something else very interesting happened, and this is written in the Talmud. Talmud records that 40 years before the temple was destroyed by the Romans, and it was destroyed in 70 AD, that about 40 years before the temple was destroyed, that red cord stopped turning white because Jesus had already fulfilled the price for our sins, and they no longer needed to sacrifice those goats. Jesus was the sacrifice, and so God said, Jesus has paid the price. No longer did that cord turn white. I find that's just so interesting. But these are just a couple things with Yom Kippur. Also, you saw the children up here today. On Yom Kippur, and this was from the book of Joel, Joel writes, consecrate a fast, and by the way, the only appointed time of God for a fast is on Yom Kippur. Consecrate a fast, and let the priests meet, come between the altar and the porch of the temple. Yom Kippur was the only time that the priests would gather between the porch of the temple and the altar. But in Joel it says, bring the men and the women, the priests, the children and the babies, and let them gather together, and let the bridegroom come out of his chamber and the bride out of her dressing room, and let them meet between the porch and the altar. And we know the bridegroom to be Jesus, and the church is his bride. And this is looking forward. There is coming a day of judgment to the world, a day when Jesus will return, and he will return after that 7-year tribulation period. He may catch us, well, he will catch us away before that, because we, as believers, it is not appointed for God's children to go through his wrath, the tribulation. We won't be here for it. But there is coming a day when Jesus will return. And and he wants us to be ready for whatever day that is. Whether the rapture happens, just to be ready for his return. To be looking up and always ready. And we know that these days will be fulfilled sometime. Because sometime in the future, we don't know how long in the future, but sometime these 3 appointed times are all about the second coming of Christ. And he wants us to be ready for it. He loves us. And by the way, even though Yom Kippur is the day of judgment, Paul also read that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When we accept Jesus Christ, we have passed the judgment. When God looks at you because of Jesus and his death on the cross, when you accepted him, when God looks at you, he sees no condemnation, no sin. Now we see it. We sometimes say, oh, I'm such a terrible, why did I do that? It's no good, I shouldn't. But because of Jesus, we are forgiven. And there's no condemnation when we have Jesus Christ in our life. We have passed from that judgment. We have passed from that tribulation. And our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus said, don't rejoice because I've given you authority over the Satan and the devil, but rejoice because your names, because you've accepted Jesus, because you have a personal relationship with him, rejoice that because of that, because of what he did on the cross, your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you sent Jesus to die for us. Lord, help us to grow in our faith. And Father, if there be someone here who has not yet accepted you, Lord Jesus, give them a desire to want to know you. And we ask this all in your wonderful, precious name. Amen.